Lauren Long is in the studio with me tonight, and he's brought his ukulele. We know him well for his best-selling Otis the Tractor series and for the beautiful and touching book titled Love, among others. He has also illustrated The Little Engine That Could and Toy Boat in the past and returns to classic children's stories in his adaptation and illustrations for his latest book, There's a Hole in the Log on the Bottom of the Lake. Lauren, it's always great to spend time with you. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks. This is fun.
So as with all good stories, this one begins with, once upon a time, there was a lake, and there was a log on the bottom of the lake.
There's a log on the bottom of the lake. There's a log on the bottom of the lake. There's a log? There's a log. There's a log, log, log. There's a log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole, hole, hole in the log, log, log. There's a hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a frog? There's a frog. There's a frog, frog, frog in the hole, hole, hole in the log, log, log. There's a frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hare on the frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hare on the frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. There's a hare? There's a hare. There's a hare, hare, hare on the frog, frog, frog in the hole, hole, hole in the log, log, log. There's a hare on the frog in the hole in the log on the bottom of the lake.
Thank you so much. What fun. What fun. And you're having fun with this too, aren't you?
Oh, it's been really fun for me, Barbara, after all these years. I played trumpet in middle school or junior high school,
yes.
Like, you know, maybe half of the world. And it never took. I've always loved and appreciated music. But I've never played. I bought a guitar a number of years back, and it became this really neat-looking thing in the corner of my studio. I dusted it every once in a while, and it never learned to play itself. Somehow, I'm busy with deadlines. But when I did this book, it was an opportunity for me to pick up a ukulele, learn a few chords, and play. And it's not necessarily a song. You have to be, I don't have to have the musical voice range of Elton John to perform. But it's been a blast. And now, like I said earlier, I'm kind of into the ukulele on a amateurish, fun side level.
Well, it's a great demonstration of how folks who pick this book up to read with their kids or grandkids can have multiple levels of fun with it. I do want to say, because of course your illustrations are always amazing, and in this case, you've painted the background a greenish lake, so the critters, the log, also show up so well. I often think, I said this to a children's author recently, as a children's author, you're writing not only for kids, but adults.
Right,
so
right.
In this case, beside the frog in the log, there's a commentator on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the turtle.
Well, okay. So can I back up for just
sure,
a second?
Sure.
I had done books like Love recently, which we've talked about, and books like Little Tree, The Presidents of the I Sing, and even Otis the Tractor have a certain earnest quality. And Love has a heavy feel to it and some deep themes of life themes. Same with Little Tree. So I just sort of thought, you know, at some point I want to lighten up. And I think humor is such a wonderful thing for not only children, but for all of us. So I was just really looking to do something silly because so many wonderful picture books have just laughter and humor and silliness. So that's what I had in mind. But this folk song, which goes back years and years, and you kind of sing it to the tune of, some people know it as There's a Hole in the Bottom of the Sea. My father-in-law, Virgil, Tracy's father, sang it to her and her siblings as There's a Hole in the Log at the Bottom of the Lake. This, pretty much this version. And they loved it. They couldn't get enough of it. And then I hear him over the years singing it to my sons when they were little boys. And they kept, Grandpa, sing Hole in the Log, sing Hole in the Log. And I thought, that's just fun. So when I decided to make it into a picture book, I had to reformat it a little bit. And I have this call out and response. So when I just sing it, I was responding. But when I sing it for children, they respond. There's a hole. And they yell, there's a hole. So they're with you the whole time. And yes. Then the other element that Virgil did was he sped it up. Every verse sped it up. Until the end, you're just like, there's a hole, and the frog, in the hole, you know. And it's a tongue twister. And kids just love it, just to laugh at that. And I'll stop at the gnat. You know, there's a gnat on the fly in the hole in the wall. You know, and I'll say, can I go faster? Yes. And I try, you know, and I just get all messed up with it. And it was a whole lot of fun. I added a different ending. Virgil just had all this going on. I edited it down to make it fit for the picture book format and added a little bit of a surprise ending. And then as I'm doing this, I'm like, is this enough? Can this work? A folk song is a folk song. Can it work as a picture book? Can it work? It definitely can work in a story time setting. With lots of children. Can it work with just one parent or one grandparent or one aunt and uncle with two kids? And it definitely can. But I added the sidekicks of the turtle and snail, who kind of are like, at some point, sort of annoyed by the repetition, that kind of thing. And that was great fun, too, because I haven't written much humor. And my editor and I went back and forth. He won out a few times, and I won out a few times.
Well, it's just delightful because you follow them through the book, and they're sort of all over the place in the lake. But they're a little bit of that, cynical's too strong a word, but you know, this is like, what's going on here?
Right. Yeah. Do you hear voices? So it has a little bit of that element. The other thing is, for this artwork, my initial paintings were a little bit more depth and a little more involvement in the lake. But I realized that text plays a big role in this book because it gets bigger and bigger and it adds and adds and adds. So I realized by mid-book, I'm going to have nothing but a bunch of words, a bunch of text on my spreads. So I just decided to do a pretty flat, it has a little bit of nuance in it, but a pretty flat, deep green that the words could live on and grow on.
I think it's interesting to hear you talk about where this book, the idea for it originated, which is within your family. I know Otis, you trace back to your kids and your wife. And nevertheless, you also, for instance, with love, I think it came to you through Matt De La Pena's story, yes?
Absolutely, yeah.
So how do you pick and choose what's next?
You know what? It's, hey, knock on wood, right? But I've been a very fortunate illustrator because in my children's publishing career, I'm at a place where I can write some of my own material if it turns out to be good enough. But I'm also always entertaining other people's stories. And that most of that comes from my agent, who's a literary agent in children's publishing. Writer's House, which is, you know, like an agency for children's lit. But I think it's a great place because I'm not confident in my ideas as a writer. I have probably about 7 things I'm trying to write at the moment. And I shouldn't say I'm just plugging away writing. 7 ideas that I think could be legit picture books. If one or two of those ends up being something that I think is good enough, by the way, that my wife thinks is good enough, and that my agent thinks is good enough, then we'll present them to a publisher or an editor and try and find a home. But meanwhile, again, I jokingly say knock on wood because we never know in our industry. And I don't want to ever appear too confident in my so-called place in the field. But meanwhile, I'm so blessed and fortunate that my agent will pitch me manuscripts that someone has pitched him or that an editor, like, for example, I just finished a book called If I Was the Sunshine by Julie Fogliano, who's just this really wonderful children's picture book writer. If you Googled her or checked her books, she's written, she's only a writer, but she's had some of the really wonderful illustrators in our field. Like Lane Smith recently illustrated a book that she wrote. So that's coming out next May, spring of 2019. And then I'm working on a Christmas project with HarperCollins next. And then after that, a really wonderful text that a woman named Lisa Wheeler has written, and she's from Michigan, and I've never met her, but my agent presented that manuscript to me. And then I'm thinking one of these things that I'm writing will be good enough to maybe illustrate next after that. So
wonderful. I love the idea of agent as sort of marriage broker, connecting people up.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm curious about, Lauren, is there is often a lot of repetition of an image in a children's book. Does that mean redrawing it every time, or does the magic of the computer help you somewhat there?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, it means redrawing it every time. At this point in my career, I've done everything very conventional. So I'm drawing and painting every image that you see in every one of my books. Now, the computer has become another really great medium. In all the tools of our business, of the art world, the computer is certainly now becoming a very popular tool, like picking up pastels or watercolors. Now people are implementing the computer, and I'm great with it. You know, I mean, in other words, since I work conventionally, some people might assume that I'm against the computer. I'm not. There are people out there that I truly, really admire doing amazing stuff on Photoshop and the different Illustrator and different computer programs. They're doing things that I can't do. They're doing things so much quicker that I can't do. I just say right now, I still love getting my hands dirty. I still love the dust and dirt that might happen to be floating in my studio or on my desk. It actually plays a part in my art. I like having an original painting. Every image in every book I have is an original piece of art. So that means, like, for example, in Otis, there might be 20 pictures, and I paint Otis 20 or so times every book, and I have to make sure he looks the same. Now, somebody doing that on a computer has to as well. Yeah, they may be flopping and changing expression and whatnot. Like, if I was going to paint a field of trees, for example, in one of my books, I'm painting every one of those trees, right, and I'm painting them in some type of perspective. Sometimes a digital artist could paint that tree once and then reproduce it and tweak it and shrink it and all that kind of stuff. So I would never, certainly never disparage those. There's just too much wonderful work being done. Maybe someday I'll join them. Right now, I just kind of like doing it the way I've been doing it.
What works for you. Absolutely. Yeah. I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight. Great fun. And people are going to have great fun with this book, too.
Yeah. And that's what I would do just to close. I would challenge everyone out there. If you're a musician, you'll kill this book. There's a hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. But if you're not, grab yourself a cheap ukulele and learn a few chords. Your children, whether you're a teacher or a parent or a grandparent or a friend, those kids will never forget you doing this.
Well, and we should say that you very nicely have included the song sheet at the back of this book. So it's all there for people to have a good time with. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Okay, Barbara, thanks so much for having me again.
I've been talking with Lauren Long about his latest book. It is titled, There's a Hole in the Log in the Bottom of the Lake. And in case you're handy with a ukulele, this book includes not only text and illustrations, but the sheet music for your own sing-along at home. Or you can do it a cappella. You'll find more information about the book at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.